Anna Phillips is with us. She's a parenting educator at Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Covington. You can find them online at covingtoncharities.org. Anna, good morning. Great name.
Good morning. Thank you.
My name is Anna, too, so we can bond. Yeah. So let's talk about your work here. How do we learn how to parent? Sometimes we don't think about this and just assume that it comes naturally.
Sure, that's a great question. I think a lot of times we do think it comes naturally. We have a child and think we think we're going to love them and everything else would just fall in place. But when we really think about it, I think our primary experience is how we were raised or parented. So a lot of times we're going to repeat those patterns, sometimes healthy and sometimes not so healthy. And secondly, it truly is kind of on-the-job training. Or learning, we're going to learn with our children. Kind of as they grow through those different stages and different ages, we learn with them. Lastly, people can seek out information, whether that's looking things up online or reading books or a more formal class, and learn more about child development and discipline.
And Anna, what areas of parenting do you find people have the most questions about?
Probably around understanding child development and some of the behaviors that they're seeing or dealing with. So questions around behaviors and discipline.
And what do you think that we often overlook as parents that could really improve the home environment or the atmosphere at home or even the behaviors of our children?
Sure. I think a lot of times what we notice are the negative behaviors and we're responding to those. So when our kids are being calm and quiet and playing well together, we're really not paying that a lot of attention. Then as soon as they start misbehaving, we're correcting that with discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So noticing the positive behaviors, really catching them being good. So finding opportunities throughout the day just to compliment them or give a specific praise about a behavior that you notice they're doing. So just changing the atmosphere to make sure that we're noticing the positive behaviors as well.
Does positive reinforcement have a better effect on kids than negative reinforcement?
Sure. So that could be just, you know, praise in itself is a reward and a reinforcement to encourage, you know, more positive behavior or the things that you like. Some people do a reward system or something that's more tangible, but it doesn't have to be. It could just be extra time or reading a book, going outside to play, or again, just noticing that behavior and giving a hug, a high five, or a verbal praise.
Well, we're talking to Anna Phillips. She's a parenting educator with Covington Catholic Charities. Anna, what are some practical tips for parents to help build a better relationship with their children?
Just making sure that each day you spend a little bit of time in some unstructured, kind of what we call in time. So this is just where you're really present with them. You sit down, talk with them and listen, talk about things that are of interest in their life, showing that interest, just giving them smiles, affection, encouragement. And talking and treating them respectfully.
Good advice there. And, I mean, are there just some general skills that parents really need to learn to develop, perhaps even before their first child is born? Or are these things that kind of just develop over time?
Well, there are some skills that are helpful, and some of those you can develop over time. Just having patience and being flexible as a parent. Because we don't always know what behaviors or what type of situation. Things are always changing. So just being aware of that, having a good schedule and routine and just planning ahead and learning to know what to anticipate so you can be prepared for that.
Okay, I've got to ask you this because I always have to chuckle about the idea of patience as a parenting skill because I am terrible. Terrible with patience, and I have a little girl who's turning two on Saturday actually, and so being with a toddler, I have found that I'm learning as I go how to be patient, but I don't do a very good job of that. Anna, do you have any advice for parents like me that ways how do you build patience as a parent?
Well, I think it's recognizing that sometimes you don't always have to respond in the moment. If you need to just take a minute, take a deep breath, step back. And again, that planning ahead, especially with toddlers, you have to anticipate, you know, if you're going out, what are all the things that could happen, and just having a little bag to be prepared with you. If you're going to a place you have to sit, that they have maybe a coloring book or something to do, plenty of snacks, and just trying to stay on a schedule and routine. But patience is sometimes just taking a moment to step back and to take care of yourself and take that deep breath.
Deep breath. It's been very necessary for me often. Well, let me ask you this, though, Anna. What advice would you give to parents who are perhaps feeling overwhelmed with the great responsibility that they have, or even struggling with some parenting issues?
Sure. I can think of, two things here. Always making sure as a parent to take care of yourself as well. We have to balance meeting our needs with meeting our children's needs. So making sure you're getting enough rest, too, and just a healthy lifestyle with exercise and meals. Also, just having social time with your friends and a good support system, people who have maybe experienced what you are. And then also knowing when you need to seek maybe additional help. Mm. And I think as parents, that's hard because it's sometimes embarrassing. We feel like we're saying, well, I'm not a good parent. But everyone needs a support system, and if you need to seek out and just get additional advice or ask questions, scheduling either a parenting class or a consultation just to help validate some things for you and also maybe learn some new ways to deal with things.
And there's no shame in that, right?
No, certainly not.
Now, speaking of going out and seeking help, like parenting classes or counseling or something of that nature, does Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Covington, do they offer any support like that?
Yes, we do. We offer parenting classes on an ongoing basis. So we do have new groups starting about every 3 to 4 weeks. Hmm. And we can also provide individual parenting consultation or counseling.
And where can listeners find out more about that if they would like to take advantage?
They can call us, and our phone number would be 859-581-8974. Or they can also visit our website and review all of our services online.
Yeah, that's covingtoncharities.org. Again, covingtoncharities.org. And we'll have a link later this morning at sunrisemorningshow.com. We've been talking to parenting educator Anna Phillips. Anna, thank you so much for your time today.
Sure, you are welcome.